You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
How technology is changing the way we love. A Wired investigation by Peter Rubin. Let's just get it out of the way. My wife and I met each other online. This was more than 15 years ago when online meant either chat rooms or some sort of personals-based website. It was the latter. We had the internet, but not in our pockets. Texting and emoji had yet to worm their way into the mainstream, so we learned each other's rhythms before we read receipts and the tyranny of the three dots. There was no pin dropping, no swiping, no Instagram archaeology. Instead, we flirted over email, long, performatively casual, even more performatively jokey emails. If we wanted to learn about each other, it was either those emails or whatever meager scraps Google could scrounge up about the other person. We didn't know any other way. We also didn't know any other people who had met like we had, so we felt a little weird about it. Okay, I felt a little weird about it. I made up a fake meet-cute story and everything, just so I didn't have to tell people the truth. That she had seen my profile and emailed me with a joke about the New York Times crossword puzzle. I got over that false stigma quickly enough, but even looking back at that brief period, I'm stunned that I thought anything about it warranted secrecy. Either way, though, it's moot, because as the last decade has made clear, my wife and I were simply early adopters. As with everything else in our lives, the changes of the 21st century have completely upended romance. People seek love online, find intimacy in new ways. They use streaming and on-demand services to ease the geographic want of long-distance relationships. More and more, especially here at Wired, they off-label workday productivity tools to smooth the systems of our domestic lives. They strive for happiness in themselves before finding it in others and expect storytellers to do the same. There's enough dystopia out there already. We have little use for it in our fictions, let alone our hearts' journeys. So, as we did last month with our literary lives, we'll be spending some time this week reckoning with the state of love in the Wired world. After all, summer's drawing to a close. There's no better time for casting hesitation aside than now, before fall rolls in. And maybe this time, consider sending an email.